Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, in an era of tremendous change in agricultural technology, it's becoming more important than ever that agribusinesses, research universities, and of course farmers and ranchers protect themselves against the risks of intellectual theft. Protecting trade secrets was highlighted recently at an agricultural technology and law conference down in Little Rock, Arkansas. Jeannie Nichols, an attorney and special agent with the FBI, pointed to some high-profile situations both in and out of agriculture in which employees, students, and others left the country with critical research or were caught trying to do so. A key point she and others made at the conference, though, is that if you have a special piece of technology or product, you have got to detail just what you're doing to protect such proprietary trade secrets. Now, the theft of trade secrets is getting more and more traction among federal authorities and in court. But if a legal battle over a trade secret goes to court, company and university officials are likely going to be asked why a product or research is proprietary, and if so, then what practices were being done to protect that secret. Some good advice in today's technology age. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.